They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Charles Barron. And by the way, we are broadcasting this week from the great city of Kansas City, Missouri. And they've got more than one skyscraper in this town. For those of you in central Iowa that would like to know about that, it's kind of cool. But we are here with Charles Barron. Charles is with Farmers Business Network out of California. And we're going to talk about exactly what it is that he does, what the Farmers Business Network is all about. And with us also, but not speaking today, because he has not gone through media training yet, is Jimmy Monaco. And Jimmy Monaco, I just, you know, I have told Charles, I've said his name 24 times over the past couple of weeks, simply because it's such a cool name, you know. It's a, hey, what's your name? Jimmy Monaco. And who could forget that, Charles, right?
Jimmy's unforgettable here.
Right. Well, hey, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful you're here.
Good to be on. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Let's start at the beginning. 8 years in business with Farmers Business Network. I had not heard of it before,
yep.
Which, you know, hey, you're in California.
Yep, no
what
problem.
The hell would I know, right? But I'm always curious about not only startups, but people who have created something out of nothing, which is what this is. And so let's go from the genesis of the Farmers Business Network. What is it?
Yeah. Well. Great. Well, let me tell you sort of where it came from and what it's all about, because it's a great story. So what Farmers Business Network is we are a network of growers, now about 38,000 members across the U.S., Canada, and Australia, all family farms of all types, growing all manners of crop, raising all types of livestock. And what FBN was created to do is to give farms more power in the farm economy by networking them together, helping them with information transparency, market transparency, buying power, and then the ability to sell their crop in new ways, all underlied and enabled by digital technology. So FBN actually started by with a group of farmers who wanted to share farm data with each other. The precision data coming off their combines, for example, they were using that for seed analysis, and they wanted to know which seeds would work the best on which fields, on which soil types, and they wanted to learn and share with each other to do that.
Reddit for farmers.
Exactly. Well, it's crowdsourcing. It's a very similar concept. And you know, when you look at it, this has been done in many different ways across other industries and other types of technology, where you know it's kind of shifting power to the people, where the people who have the data or who are the business can use their information in a new way, connect with others, and then get completely new intelligence in that aggregated form. It's called crowdsourcing,
sure.
and there's a whole concept around it called the wisdom of the crowd. But in a network like FBN, it gets more useful for every farm as each new farm becomes part of FBN. So, you know, we now have analyzed hundreds of millions of acres of yield data, for example, from Precision Ag Equipment, and that helps all of our members make better decisions when it comes to seed selection, when it comes to population management, rotation, crop protection decisions, fertility programs and plants. All of that can be useful at the farm. That's how we got going, and then it's turned into many things since then, which I'm excited to tell you about.
Yeah, well, so let's talk about that just a moment. So are these individual farmers that have dozens of acres or thousands of acres, are they members of your organization?
Yeah, it's actually free to be a member of FBN, and you can, you know, we do everything now from the precision data analysis, which where we started, we provide farms a full spectrum of inputs online, helping use the buying power of FBN to make our farms more profitable. So seeds, crop protection, biostimulants, adjuvants, now full livestock pharmacy, animal feeds. You can buy that all online with FBN with transparent national pricing. Then we have a full set of marketing programs, crop insurance, ag lending, health insurance even through the program.
Really?
So the whole program is By creating a network and of growers, their information in their businesses, growers get more power, they get better profitability, they lower their costs, and they get better outcomes. That's the whole point of FBN.
So I can join as a free member.
Yep.
If I'm a farmer or a rancher, and become part of this business network as farmers talking to farmers. And not only that, but also buying stuff.
You can buy it, and actually you can get...
Can I sell anything?
You can sell stuff. Yeah, that's so it's exciting too. So we have a lot of farmers who they are buying and selling equipment from each other on the website. In our community, they're buying and selling livestock, hay, even services. Guys, folks who are doing custom cutting, custom spraying, feeders. So they're connecting with each other in FBN, and they're doing business with each other. And it's sort of a digital, it's a digital community. But, you know, what FBN has discovered through the data analysis, you know, how we got into crop protection and seed, for example, was that farmers asked us to start analyzing their invoices.
If you're with us, you know that our guest is Charles Barron. He is with Farmers Business Network, who we're talking about all of the stuff that they've accomplished in just 8 years in the business. I find this remarkable. And when people have asked me, what is it that you guys do? I said, well, it's kind of like the Amazon for agriculture. Is that close?
Well, people call us that sometimes. It's not inaccurate in parts of our business, but we do a whole lot of other things, too. So we've become known for farmers buying crop protection online, buying seeds online from us. But we actually do, you know, a whole mix. I mean, you can even get health insurance through FBN.
Right.
You can market your grain through FBN. And what's really exciting now is we have a whole new lending and insurance program, which, again, can connect back to your data. And we just came out with a program last week with the Environmental Defense Fund, a $25 million loan facility for growers who can get a premium rate, an advantage rate on an operating line if they meet certain environmental standards and for what they're doing on the farm. So now we can directly start rewarding farms for doing things like high nitrogen efficiency or better nutrient and water management, using things like cover crops or other rotational practices. And we're helping bring capital partners to the equation here to get farmers rewarded. So there's a host of things that can now be done by having a network, when growers use their data in new ways, and connecting that to the business partners who then can compete for farmers' business.
All right. You know, I'm going to ask you this question because this is a business show.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious, what's the business model?
Well.
I mean, yeah, if members are free, you know, this is not like Amazon Prime where I got to pay up or Costco. So you got to be making money somewhere.
We do. Yes, we make money. Farmers buy lots of different products from FBN. So crop protection, all manners of livestock products, right. You know, animal feed, pharmaceuticals. But we also do ag lending. We do crop insurance. We do grain marketing. Each of those are a commercial business for FBN, you know, unto themselves.
All right. How did you, Charles Barron, come up with this thing?
Well, I didn't come up with it myself.
Oh, okay.
So I don't. That's the first thing. There's a group of us. You know, I got into ag the old-fashioned way, I'd say, which is I married into it. I'm from California,
yeah.
And my wife's from central Nebraska, and my brother-in-law farms, and I had a background in technology and, you know, just became fascinated with the life of farmers and the struggles of family farm. You know, you look at a family farm and they're the ones who do all the risk or do all the work, take all the risk and get the lowest reward.
Right.
And, you know, meanwhile, you've got 2 million farms in America and you've got a handful of companies who largely dominate and control the industry. And, you know, that's a big imbalance. And so how do you help improve that equation for farmers? You create a network. And, you know, farmers and family farms need to have more profitability to be sustainable businesses for, you know, the next decades to come.
So there's not only a business plan model to this for that you guys can make money. I get it. But there's also an environmental issue.
Yep.
What's going on here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's also the economics of farming. I mean, you know, for those of us who have spent time on the farm or have studied farm or economics, we know that those margins are pretty skinny.
Right.
And farmers have absolutely they have control of nothing.
Right.
They don't have control about the cost of the input. They don't have any control of the cost of selling whatever it is. And this goes for everything from grains to beef cattle and or beef hogs and chickens, I mean, for crying out loud, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, unfortunately, farmers are largely price takers in the market. And, you know, we found some really shocking things in the data. So our farmers started sharing thousands and thousands of invoices. We've analyzed over 100,000 invoices for seed and chemical. We found farms paying 3, 4, 5 times as much as each other for the same crop protection products, for example, which are more or less commodities. They can be shipped across state lines. They're not difficult to ship, like a big bulky right. item. So that's absurd. So how in the world are farms paying, you know, several times each other for the exact same product? Well, it turns out that, you know, prices aren't shared. Prices are not put online. You know, farmers largely can't use online buying the way they can for anything else in your life, like going and buying an airplane ticket, or just, you know, think about walking down the street and looking at the gas station. The price is right on the sign, right? But that's not how farming works. Seed, for example. There is zero price transparency in seed. Almost no seed is sold online. Seed is typically not sold across state lines. It's typically not sold out of what are called zones, and those zones are decided by the trait development.
And those
companies.
Prices can vary by dealer and zone.
Yep, and you can see in a state like Iowa, there can be multiple zones within the state, and you will see a price difference of almost 100%. On the exact same product between those zones, and you as a farmer cannot go down to Missouri, you can't go out of zone, can't go up to Minnesota. If you could find it for cheaper, you can't go get it because that's not the way seed is allowed to be sold. And so those attributes and characteristics of the industry, you know, cost farmers billions and billions of dollars every year in extra cost. FBN helps reveal that, you know, with our price transparency, and then we help farmers solve that by being able to have national pricing on things like crop protection and national pricing on products like seed. We do our own seed breeding on conventional corn. We have some traded soybean products as well. We've been using traits as they come off patent, and we can distribute them, you know, freely and openly, and we're, you know, our principles are about transparency and openness, you know, to farmers so they understand what they're buying and get it at a fair price.
Farmers Business Network, ladies and gentlemen, our guest is Charles Barron. We're talking about transparency in the pricing of all kinds of things when it comes to agriculture. All right, because of all this, I mean, this is a disruption, a major disruption.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we just had a news story the other day that Amazon is opening up a 30,000-foot brick-and-mortar store to sell clothing. Really? And, you know, you talk about a disruptor. There they are again. And just, by the way, last year toppled Walmart as far as the nation's largest clothing retailer. So go figure that one. So my point in all of that is you've got friends, but I imagine you also got some enemies out there.
Well, there are some funny is one word for it, you know, stories about the challenges FBN has had in the market. And there's a famous situation taking place up in Canada. I can't talk about it because it's an ongoing case, but the government has opened an antitrust case in investigation into actions that, you know, were taken against FBN. Companies have gone to enormous lengths to keep FBN out of the market and prevent FBN from providing anything as basic as price transparency. I'll tell you something else that we've done that our members have really loved is around the issue of seed labeling and seed relabeling. So a very common practice in the seed industry where the same seed can be sold by up to 15 different brands, but farmers are, you know, it's marketed as a completely different brand and a completely different, you know, genetic, and farmers not being told this is the same as the product available from another company. Our farmers crowdsource tens of thousands of seed tags. We found that was the case for 50%,
wow,
about 51% of the corn and about 52 or 50% of the soybean seeds on the market were available from multiple brands for completely different prices in the same state. And then a farmer would never know that those two products are identical. So we made that really easy. You go on the website, you can just look at any seed on the market, you can see if it's being sold by others, you can click the button, it'll show you every other seed that's being sold under, and you can see what the prices are. And we found sometimes price difference in a state can be $100 a bag. That's $30 an acre that's just going to the label, and so that's huge money back to the farm if a farm can take advantage of that information.
Sure, and it's also huge money out of the pockets of the seed producer.
Well, I mean, the breeders, you know, they all are sourcing
right
from similar breeders, and so FBN is, you know, we source from breeders
wow
ourselves, and we do our own breeding, and Our goal is to connect our farmers more closely to the breeding and product development. In some cases, those brands exist for good reasons. In some cases, they don't exist for the best reasons. Right. And so, we want our farmers to have the choice and the competition and the openness to make the decision.
All right. Here's the next shoe to drop, I think. All right. So if you've got inputs covered, you've got insurance covered, you've got financing covered, you've got equipment covered, you've got all this kind of stuff going on, what about, let's say that I'm a sustainable farmer in beef production.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and I have somebody in mind, by the way. Her name is Beth Hoffman out of Iowa. She wrote a great book, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have an opportunity to get this, it is called Bet the Farm, The Economics of Farming in Today's World. It's fascinating. But so Beth Hoffman and her husband have this sustainable, organic, grass-fed beef operation. But as you well know, the cattle industry, the meat industry, the protein industry really centered on about five or six companies.
Yep.
They have about 85% of the market.
Yeah.
Will Farmers Business Network also be a place where Beth and her husband can also sell their beef?
Well, I think it's a great idea. And I think one of the best ways that if you are a small cattle producer, that you can capture more value in the market is to develop a brand and try and sell as close to the consumer as you can. I certainly advocate that for any cattle producer who wants to do it. It's not easy. You got to find your own slaughter. You got to figure out a way to take it to market. But I think what's changed in the world of livestock is that you now have social media. You can tell your story, and there's great examples of this all across the beef industry. And if you look on Instagram, there's all types of farms doing it. One of our great members, Jacqueline Leffler, and here in Emporia, Kansas, she does this. Tells the story of her farm, uses social media to tell her story, and then she builds her connection with consumers directly. And you go from then capturing $700, $1,000 a head to $4,000 a head. And so there's, consumer wins, farmer wins. I think that's a great future for the livestock industry, and it keeps smaller farms competitive. But since you talked about sustainability, this is actually one of the most exciting things that you can now do in terms of where the world is going and what data and will help enable. For example, using the FBN data system, we can help a farmer trace what's going on the field. We can record the environmental practices, the tillage practices, cover crops, nitrogen applications, seed efficiency, so on and so forth, and the soil management as well. That data can then be assigned to the grain when the farmer sells it. So FBN's actually
really?
Built this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now this gets very cool. So FBN's built a system called Gradable, which actually works with grain merchants and grain buyers, where the buyer can then use the grain to use that system to buy from farmers. The farmer can sell their grain based on their environmental attributes as well and capture premiums in the market. So we just started this. Over the last year and a half, we've got been doing that with Poet Ethanol and Tyson and Unilever. And Poet Ethanol just about a month ago announced they're going to roll out the Gradable platform across all of their 33 ethanol facilities.
Wow.
And that's going to become their system that they use to purchase corn from farmers. And that's going to allow them to then enter new markets for ethanol because they can turn around to regulators in those states, and they can validate the greenhouse gas intensity of that ethanol. They can say this their corn came from certain acres and or certain practices, and that's going to open up new environmental markets for them. That's a win-win for everybody. That's a win for farmers. That's a win for bioprocessors. And that application, that concept applies not just to the ethanol market with Poet, but that can apply to livestock. That can apply to any processed food or any purchaser of grain. And this year we announced another partnership with ADM on this front, and there's a lot more things to come.
Wow. His name is Charles Barron, ladies and gentlemen, and he is Farmers Business Network. A final question for you, because you are so steeped in all of this. Not long ago, we had an national radio personality by the name of Ken Chester. He has a program called Roadworthy Drive, and we were talking about electric vehicles. Now, one of the things that he says that by 2035, you will be hard-pressed to find an internal combustion engine vehicle for sale, unless it's old. So you just mentioned ethanol, corn production, ethanol, all the subsidies that go into that. Is that a concern?
Well, I think farmers got to be paying attention, and so much so that we brought a group of farmers to California, and we went out to Tesla. We took them to the Tesla factory.
Good idea.
And we had folks drive Teslas, you know, say, look at the technology and look at what's here, because you got to understand that, and you got to see that, you know, technology does move really fast, and that, you know, when something looks like it's growing at 20% a year, that may seem like small when it's small, and suddenly that can get pretty big pretty fast.
Right.
You know, electric vehicles have a, you know, huge future, but I think there's a lot of applications where internal combustion and diesel are going to be around for a long time. Certainly, you know, with, you know, certain work applications and long duty applications and towing. So I don't expect that, you're going to see, you know,
it's not going to disappear.
It's not going to disappear overnight. It's not going to disappear from all applications. And I think, you know, but what that means for, you know, biofuels is that biofuels have to be able to compete on all dimensions, not just energy intensity. And biofuels are more energy, you know, dense than a battery. But they have to compete on the life cycle greenhouse gas. And I think they have a good story to tell there. But certainly, you know, compared to gasoline and certainly compared to, you know, other fossil fuels, you know, and so it's up to farmers to really be telling that story, being able to validate their practices and prove they've got the greenest fuel around.
A fascinating conversation, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Charles Barron. The company is called Farmers Business Network out of California, of course. Why not? And whereabouts in California?
Well, you know, our technology office, it's really our technology office. It's in San Carlos, just around the San Francisco airport. But we have over 850 employees, and 90% of those are in rural America. Okay, so our biggest facility is in Newton, Iowa. Biggest office is Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And we have dozens of warehouses all across U.S., Canada, Australia, and now 500 farmer partners as well. And those farmer partners are local to their communities. So now if you want to buy from FBN or be part of FBN, you can work directly with a farmer in your community. It's a business that farmer is creating, and it keeps that money circulating in the community. We're an American company, American-owned, American technology, and oven by our members.
Charles Barron, thank you for your time. This has been fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, that is the voice of Charles Barron from the Farmers Business Network. What an intriguing conversation. Hope you enjoyed it. And yes, we will have links to the Farmers Business Network on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Charles, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.